PGA is behind us. PGA Championship, first time ever it was played in May. Brooks Koepka winning his fourth major in the last eight outings. Back-to-back PGAs, back-to-back U.S. Opens. And we got a guy on the line here who won the PGA, or won the U.S. Open back in 09 at Bethpage Black. And he's a longtime member of the PGA. First time on Overdrive. Here is Lucas Glover. How you doing, Lucas?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing well, man. We were watching everyone just fight it at Bethpage. I mean, you tackled that course, obviously, when you won your U.S. Open, but it looks like
a monster.
Like, even if you're a 2 or 3 handicap, you might as well just pack it in and go home. How tough is that course?
Yeah, that's a pretty good description, a monster. But the good news is it's fair. You know, you had a good shot, you get rewarded. You had a bad shot, you get penalized and punished, and I guess that's how it should be. But, yeah, an absolute monster is a great description, and we had some wind and some of the elements kicked in there too, so a little bit of everything made for a pretty tough test, but a fair test.
Lucas, what do you think, like a 5-7 handicap, like a good golfer that you might play with down in Sea Island, what do you think they would shoot in that golf course?
Par 70, 90. that's a good day.
Like, that's being generous.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, if you hit your ball in the rough, it's a chip out off the tee. I went for one green from over 150 yards out of the rough. It's literally a chip out. If you miss the fairway, it's a chip out unless you got a wedge in your hand. Or for us, unless we had a wedge in. Or a 9-iron, or you drew a good lie. And then around the greens, same kind of deal. Every bunker shot was difficult because they're way below green level, and then the rough's just as bad around the greens. And then you get on the greens, and they're firm, fast, a lot of break. And I think a 5 handicap would struggle to break 90. To be fair,
what's that like being a pro? You know, you've won major tournaments, playing with some chop, like some guy who's brutal. Like, is it frustrating? Is it annoying? Do you give tips? Do you bite your tongue? How do you play with a guy who, you know, is struggling to break 90 on a 3-star course?
I think you got to take the temperature of the individual. If he's a little over serious and taking himself too serious, probably leave him alone. But if he's a good guy and at least open to some criticism and maybe a laugh, then you try to help the guy. You know, I think you just see what kind of guy you're dealing with. But nobody wants to see somebody struggle and get punished. But if they're a jerk, they probably deserve it. So what's the big deal?
Lucas, what were your thoughts on the comments of Koepka before the tournament, before you guys even teed it up, claiming that the majors are some of the easiest to win for him? He eliminated like 100 guys in the field and went on from there. What are the other players? Did you talk to anybody else? What are the thoughts about those comments?
Yeah, no, I haven't talked to anybody else about it. You know, I don't think he's wrong. He's not wrong in his mindset, put it that way, because it's working for him. So I'm not going to argue with it, because what's he, four out of eight and back to back in two majors. So whatever his mental state is working. So whether I agree with him or not, that's a different situation. But I don't know. I can't. I didn't really hear about it that he said until yesterday. To be fair, I hadn't put much thought to it. But whatever his mindset is, he should keep doing that because it's working.
With PGA Tour player Lucas Glover, you look at where Koepka is right now, and he's being compared to Tiger because of the run that he's on right now. I'm not sure that's fair to any player, considering who Tiger is and what he represents. But, you know, when you look at these numbers, 4 of the last 8, you guys are off the pebble at the U.S. Open in a few weeks. Does it feel like Koepka is the clear favorite? Like, do you approach tournaments that way? Like, you look at one guy in particular and say, he's so hot or he's so good right now, you know, that's the guy I'm clearly chasing? Or how do you approach it?
I don't approach it trying to beat one person, because then if you're focused on him and he plays bad, then you're going to play bad too. But as far as the comparisons to Tiger, yeah, I mean, in the majors, yeah, the comparison's fair. But the difference is Tiger did it week in and week out. And, you know, Brooks, when he plays great, but he doesn't win on the regular circuit as much as Tiger did at the same time. that's not belittling Brooks's three runner-up finishes this year or anything like that, but if we're going to compare anyone to Tiger, it's got to be a pretty dominant year-round force. You know, Tiger won so many times, so many places, so often, regular season, majors, funny field events, whatever. He just won a ton. And, you know, Brooks has it dialed in for the majors, obviously, which is pretty impressive. But, you know, Tiger did it year-round for years upon years upon years. So you guys said it best. Not really fair to compare anybody to Tiger and what he was doing. But in the majors, sure, the comparison's there. But as far as looking at somebody as the favorite, that wouldn't be doing any of us that wouldn't be doing any of us any favors just looking at one person, because there's so many guys that can win week in and week out, majors, non-majors, whatever it is, whether, you know, Brooks thinks it's 40 guys or there's 156 in the field, whatever. If one of those guys plays really well, we're all going to be looking up at him. So
how do you think Pebble, like, is it the bombers? Is it going to be all about the bombers? I don't think of Pebble as a course like Bethpage, where it seemed like guys that were hitting it long were the only ones that had a real opportunity. Does Pebble bring other guys back into the mix, or is it still the guys that hit it long, they're going to have the biggest advantage?
Yeah, I think you'll get a good mix. I was there in February for the AT&T Pro-Am, and so a few changes they made and where they moved some of the fairways in and made a couple little changes. Obviously, length matters, but you got to hit it straight also. So that's where guys like Brooks and Dustin and the who's who have an advantage. Just because you can bomb it doesn't mean you're going to play well anywhere. You got to hit it straight too. So, but mainly the top 10 in the world does that. So those guys are always going to have a great chance if they're on their game. The beauty of Pebble is the greens are tiny. So if you do get out of position, difficult to get back in position, and if you miss it above the hole there, the U.S. Open, very difficult up and downs. And but I think it's a great test for everybody. So I think you most likely will see a pretty good mix, at least the first few days, of all kinds of different games and styles, and guys that are hitting it good that aren't making many putts, guys that are hitting it average and making putts. So I think you're going to see a little bit of everything.
Well, best of luck once you get down there in the rest of the season on tour, and we really appreciate you finding some time for us today. Thank you for doing this.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There's Lucas Glover from the PGA Tour.